This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday briefly acknowledged losing the U.S. election in a morning Twitter post, but then he backtracked, saying he concedes nothing, and he vowed to keep up a court fight that election law experts say is unlikely to succeed. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
In a series of Sunday morning tweets, Trump did not use Biden's name, but says he won, at the same time making clear he's not conceding and will keep trying to overturn the election result. He repeated several baseless claims about the vote, which state and federal officials say was safe and secure. Biden's incoming chief of staff, Ron Klain, told NBC's Meet the Press, if the president's prepared to begin to recognize that reality, that's positive, but adds Trump's Twitter feed doesn't make Joe Biden president or not president. The American people did that. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Turkey's president said that he favors a permanent two-state division of Cyprus during a visit Sunday to the breakaway Turkish-held north. It was condemned as a provocative move by the internationally recognized Greek-speaking south. The European Union's foreign policy chief criticized the Turkish leader's visit. The leader of Ethiopia's rebellious Tigray region has confirmed firing missiles at neighboring Eritrea's capital, and he is threatening more, saying that we will take any legitimate military target and we will fire. Confirmation by Tigray regional president in an interview with the Associated Press marks a huge escalation as the deadly fighting in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region spills across an international border. The United States is strongly condemning what it calls the efforts to internationalize the conflict. Eritrea, one of the world's most reclusive nations, has not commented. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Germany is warning its anti-coronavirus measures will likely stay in place for several months. This, as a top scientist behind vaccine efforts, is hoping life can return to normal by next winter.
Professor Ugur Sahin, chief executive of Germany's BioNTech, says it's absolutely essential to have a high vaccination rate before next autumn to ensure a return to normal life next winter. Sahin says if everything continues to go well, BioNTech will start to deliver the vaccine end of this year, beginning of next year. Pfizer and BioNTech said last week that interim results showed the vaccine was 90% effective in preventing people from getting ill from COVID-19, though they don't yet have enough information on safety and manufacturing quality. Zaria Shakili, London.
Peru's interim president resigned Sunday, just 5 days after taking office, sparking celebrations in the capital, Lima. National protests have persisted, calling for the removal of Manuel Moreno. After Parliament ousted his popular predecessor, Moreno stepped down shortly after congressional session called on him to resign after two people were killed in protest against his appointment. Kabul and New Delhi are now denying Pakistan's accusations that arch-rival India was funding terror groups and training them on Afghan soil. The denial comes a day after Islamabad said it had gathered irrefutable evidence, which it plans to present to the UN, of Indian involvement in terrorist activities impacting Pakistan. Afghanistan's foreign ministry denies that claim. Indian officials say a massive oil well fire that raged for more than 5 months in northeast India has finally been extinguished. Oil India engineers had battled the blaze since an explosion in June, weeks after the well blew out and began discharging huge quantities of natural gas. Two employees of the state-owned company died in the blast, which sent a wall of flame and massive plumes of smoke into the sky. Elon Musk's rocket company SpaceX launched 4 astronauts on a flight to the International Space Station Sunday. This is NASA's first fully operational mission, sending a crew into orbit aboard a privately owned spacecraft. The Crew Dragon will gradually raise its orbit through a series of onboard thruster firings. They're aiming to dock at the International Space Station at 4:00 GMT on Tuesday. And again, just recapping, U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday briefly acknowledged losing the U.S. election in a morning Twitter post, but then backtracked, saying he concedes nothing. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.